Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining with a community of poets from around the world who come together to celebrate the written word and the spoken word art. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. Welcome home. I'm your host, Michael Amadei. I'm sitting here across from the man himself. He's tougher than nails. Everyone else is as slow as a snail. He could beat up every single person in jail. It's Mr. JT Gunter. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. That was not my rhyme, by the way.
Okay.
That was from Froggy Fresh, the man himself.
That's okay. All right.
But it's so apt, because I believe that could have been written about you.
It might have been one time.
At one point, he might have been actually doing that song, The Baddest of Them All, about you. The part where he says, he's made out with so many girls, he's made out with every girl in the world.
That's the one.
That's the one about you. All right, perfect. So welcome to the show from a snowy night here in Denver, Colorado. It is cold outside, my friend.
Yes, it is.
It is snowy. I came in. The first thing JT did was make a dandruff joke. And then he, as the amazing producer he is, proceeded to brush me off.
Well, you know. Gotta help you out.
I appreciate that. We're so happy that you're all joining us here. Anything big happened this week, JT? How's everything been going?
Good news on the family side. My stepfather-in-law is actually recovering.
He is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not feigning this. I actually don't know this. Yeah. So this is great.
So,
okay.
There were some things that were going on, but he is actually recovering, so this is great. So his health is coming back up. Now it's the let's keep it up.
Right.
And yeah, that was the big thing that hit this week that we found out. It was like, oh, sweet. And then
That's
we had
big.
A snowstorm of other stuff that came through before the actual snowstorm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Okay, well,
yeah.
I'm happy to hear that that news
as far as
his health goes. I found myself in a really funny situation last Tuesday. So, as you know, JT, I don't think I've mentioned this on the show here, that it matters. I don't think this is something I would mention on the show. But I do that, I buy that AMC monthly thing where I can see three movies a week. So, eventually, at some point, it gets to a point where I'm like, look, I haven't seen a movie in like 3 weeks right now.
Yeah.
And I am not getting my money. You know, I start doing that thing, right?
Right.
So I start looking at, okay, I need to go see a movie. This is the only night I can do it. This is the only time I can try to do it. And the problem with this is, and I'm a big movie alone guy. I don't know why that is. I love it. I don't know what, you know, nothing against going with other people. I'm just kind of an alone guy when it comes to that. The only movie I could see was a romantic comedy about the woman who gets hit by something and wakes up, and she wakes up in a romantic comedy.
Rebel Wilson.
So here I am sitting alone in a Rebel Wilson movie, and I have to be honest with you,
I kind of wanted to start fake crying so the people behind me started thinking that I was like going through something really dramatic.
That would have been hilarious.
I didn't, but what I did was I did not remove my gigantic winter coat. And I kept my hood up, and I acted completely dark and dejected. The only other thing I could have done is maybe yell, "This is all!" But I did not.
That was good.
All right, but yes. Yeah, so that was my.
That was the movie you got to see, huh?
I sat there alone and watched a rebel.
The Rebel Wilson.
Is it Rebel Wilson? It's Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, that's her name.
Okay.
Yeah. She's the actress that did that movie.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of musical.
You know,
numbers in
that. This past weekend, mm-hmm. I saw Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Yes, how was that?
Actually really good.
Really?
Yeah, they, I don't know how, it captures the imagination of any kid who has ever played with Lego. And then, if you've seen the first one, the live action sequences had this little young boy in the first one. Well, that young boy is not a young boy anymore. He's 5 years older. It's him. They brought him back. And the voice actors are all the same that they were in the first one that needed to come into the second one. So they did it again. It was just a different story. Instead of against father against son, the structure against the imagination, this time it was brother and sister. Sibling rivalry kind of thing. It was really well done.
I don't think we should stop doing Lego movies just about Legos. I think really what we really should do is we should start looking at all kinds of things as Legos. Romantic comedies and Legos would work.
Yeah. They did a little bit of a fantasy.
Survival dramas.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Horror movies.
Ooh. Horror would be a little...
With an H and a W. I mean, you could do both.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on before I dig myself into that hole too deeply. Hey, everybody. Welcome. We're not going to talk about movies anymore. By the way, just to answer the question, Tamara, I am always emo Michael. And second of all, JT is not in jail. They couldn't build something to hold him. Now, I'm going to go through the rules here before we get into the first segment. We got some great things happening tonight. We have some awesome people who are going to be calling in. Here are the rules. Number one, we don't do hate speech. We never have on the show. We never will. That's all. Number two, please skew PG-13 if you can. We want to make this kind of a family-friendly place. However, we're not going to censor you if it's artistic and it's in its flow. But if it gets a little over the top, a little gratuitous, we might jump in. We reserve the right to jump in and respectfully suggest you read that during our After Dark segment, which just happens to be on the first Friday of the month. Number three, please, when we come on the line, please be prepared with your poem. Have it ready to go just so we can be respectful of the time of the other poets on the show. It gets a little bit late, especially on the East Coast there. We want to make sure we're using everyone's time wisely because eventually we start just picking up the phone and everyone's asleep, you know, so it doesn't work out real well.
No, it doesn't.
Rule number four, please keep your poetry no longer than 3 to 5 minutes. That's just another respect thing right there. And then the last one is really just a personal ask for myself and JT. I don't say speak so much for JT, but for me, I am ADD AF. So if you make suggestions and comments, which we love, I'm going to forget. And so if you would just do us a great favor, go to worldpoetryopenmic.net, put it in the contact form as a suggestion, or just send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com and say it's a suggestion for the show. We will read it, and we will talk about it when we get together and we meet in the middle of the week. We love that stuff. It helps us change the show for the better. So please keep them coming. Just send them to us that way. All right. JT, is there anything you want to add? Are you pumped for the Oscars? Let me ask you this.
No.
Me either. Okay.
Sorry. That was a bit. No.
I'll talk more about this in another segment. We're not going to keep going with movies. This isn't Radio Angry.
Right.
Unfortunately. Well,
I
we should do a Radio Angry is what
we
I'm saying.
We need to. Yes.
All right. But let's do this. We're going to do a segment. We need 5 unique callers. You get basically put in the order in which you call. The number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
It's Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. My goodness. All right. So I'm just going to say what we witnessed here with the beautiful sounds of the monkeys playing in the background. Daydream Believer. I saw JT within 1 minute answer 5 calls. That was insane, my friend.
Yeah, it was. It felt insane, too. I was stumbling over my own words.
Yeah, but at the same, it was incredibly fast.
Well, thank you.
So for everyone who didn't get in, I apologize that we didn't. It just kind of started the moment we got back into Skype. Calls started coming in. We just went with it. So we have our 5 for this first segment. We're just going to go straight through. We're going to quickly get to the next segment just because we want to make it so everyone can get into it. I don't have any submissions, so why don't we just start to head straight to it. Let me cough for 1 second. JT, stall.
Stalling.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
And here we go. JT, we're getting really smooth at that.
That is so bad. Sorry.
You know, I feel like we should go with a better stall pattern. Like we could have, you know what we could do? We have JT stalling, and we could play like the USSR national anthem as you read things in a Russian accent.
I'll be working on that, then.
Okay, there we go. So you got to develop your Russian accent.
Yes.
All right, let's go now to Pennsylvania to speak with Jimothy. Hello, Jim. Ooh.
Dilly Dilly.
Come on.
Dilly Dilly.
How are you this evening?
I'll have to get back to you when I see myself next.
Okay. Yes. You make sure you ask yourself to see how it.
Okay.
Okay. Good. So what do you have for us?
Well, since you started playing the monkeys, some of the monkeys because of Peter Tork, I remembered that I had shared a video of one of their recordings off one of their later albums, and it's Peter Tork actually speaking through this.
Oh.
It's Peter Percival Patterson's pet pig Corky. Peter Percival Patterson had a pet pig named Porky. This pet pig named Porky loved pie. He loved pizza pie, pumpkin pie, pineapple pie, pizza pie, mince tarts. And Peter Percival Patterson's pet pig Porky loved pie for breakfast, pie for lunch, pie in the afternoon, and pie before he went to bed. Peter Percival Patterson's pet pig Porky ate so much pie. Do you know what he did? He popped. End of piece.
Man. Tongue twisters, my friend. Tongue twisters. Very, very good.
I liked it, though. That was good. I really did like that.
JT was really engaged, and I don't think it was because of the mention of pie. I think it was just he was really engaged in the linguistics of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Are you a huge pie guy, JT?
No.
See,
actually,
I'm
a pumpkin pie.
You're a pumpkin pie guy.
Every once in a while, pecan, sometimes apple.
So if you procure a pecan or pumpkin pie, you're a pumpkin pie or pecan pie guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Jim, what about you?
Like sweet potato pie, strawberry pie. Oh, my gosh. It's very delicious.
It sounds it.
Okay. Well, I feel
now
a little
I want
bit...
pie. Thanks
well,
a lot,
I'm
Michael.
I'm in agreement with Garrison Keillor that about pumpkin pie, that the best pumpkin pie is not much different than the worst pumpkin pie.
And that is why we love it. It is always reliable.
Yes.
Very true. Very, very true. Jim, thank you, sir. And hopefully we'll talk to you during the return engagement.
Yes.
All right. Talk to you then. Thank you. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania, land of the erasable writing utensil.
Yes.
Yes. Now we're going to a place, a fabulous place, a place of magic, mystery, and waffles. Let's visit Stan
waffles.
In Alabama.
Waffles.
Hello, Stan.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome, my friend. Welcome.
Yes, it is me. Is that you?
Of course it is. I'm going to start switching accents if we keep going this way. I think I have like a limited vernacular in each accent that I have.
Well, for me, it's real simple. I tried foreign languages, but, you know, I either got my face slapped, shot at, or directed to a bathroom, so I quit.
You know what? Yeah, Stan, I agree with you. By the way, I have to tell you this. I tried learning Italian one time, a long time ago, because my grandfather could speak Italian, right? My Italian grandfather's. My dad tells me he can. So I try learning this whole thing, saying, you know, hi, Grandpa, this is your grandson, whatever. I call him, and when he answers the phone, I say it, and his response is, who the hell is this? And he hangs the phone up on me.
Wow.
Well, you didn't know who it was, you know. Wow. This is before caller ID. At least I hope it was.
I hear you.
Anyway,
oh, man.
How you been?
I've been good. I have been good.
I'm happy to hear it.
A little bit wet out here. We've been getting the rain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we've got just a bunch of snow outside, and it's pretty slick driving in. But well, you know, you don't live in Colorado and not expect that stuff.
Oh yeah, light lumpy rain.
Hey, there you go. JT likes that one. I guess how he's going to refer to snow from here on out. All right, very good.
White lumpy rain. I like that.
Or white, or even white melty rain. Ooh. That's a good one too. All right, Stan, what do you got for us?
Well, actually, I got a little something that was prompted by Mr. Titus Llewellyn.
All right.
And the prompt is a quote of Titus, which was, quote, driven by this means we are both elegant quill and parchment, end quote.
Hmm. Very, very nice.
And what I took from that, I wrote and gave it the title Soul Expression. Be it of solemn intent or an irony seen hilarious, be born in inner solitude or outward and gregarious, the perceptions of great diversity in words come to fruition, sharing the spectral and infinite range of our all too human condition. The affirmation found in love, in its loss, our devastation, perpetual journeys of our souls, from damnation to redemption, from speck of dust to universe, and life's experiences, all will begin. Souls and hearts become our paper. Mind's imagination becomes our pen. And peace.
Yes, 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 yes. Very, very cool. And it's so cool to hear that Titus kind of prompted that as well.
That is the one thing I have noticed, and for some reason, the prompts that he's given, I've written some pretty damn good poetry off of it. Really.
No, that's great. Really, yeah,
I know.
Fantastic. No, you know, there's I've kind of been speaking a bit through message with Titus, like I said. And, you know, he's with the new hours. It's hard for him to get up so early and call in. So we definitely miss him in that respect. But I'm trying to find ways we can kind of keep him involved and ingrained in the whole community. They're sending things in and all of that. So I'm really happy that you shared something that he was involved with in some way. And great ride as well.
Oh, thank you very much. And on to the next.
On to the next. All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. That was Stan calling from Alabama. All right. JT?
Yes, sir.
You ready to go?
Almost.
Are you ready? Here's something I want to do. Here's a video I want to do with you, just like a cell phone video. Yeah. You and I sitting someplace, both looking off in the distance and being like, you ready? Like, yeah. Let's roll. And then we just cut it as we start walking forward.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I feel like we do that so often in real life. We've never had a video.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah. All right.
Well, maybe we'll do it at Applebee's one night.
Oh, that's far too adventurous and masculine, JT. Applebee's? Who hangs out at Applebee's on Friday nights?
Well, you know, only us and Talladega Nights.
That's right. Same table, you know.
Same food.
Eventually, you and your wife will go to ballroom dancing classes on Tuesday nights.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe that'll work out.
Yeah.
Let's go now to Michigan, where stuff like this never happens. That should be the new state slogan. Let's visit with George. Hello, George.
Hello there. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to hear your voice.
Hey. Well, thank you. I'm just calling from Mediocrity Town. Where there's no zip code, where I've been feeling mediocre and writing mediocre things to Sterling, friends. Give me Sterling answers to my mediocre work. But,
George, are you describing some poetry groups I've been to before? I mean, are you? I'm kidding. Okay, all right.
I know. Absolutely. Well, yeah. No matter what I say, they all go, "Oh, that's nice."
Oh, that's nice. That's yeah, where nice is nice, the operative word.
They're very nice people, and you know, I'll tell you what, it's like this show. In those places become a family. I went up to about 300 miles the other night to Traverse City, Michigan. By the way, if you've never been there, you've got to go. It's a gorgeous place. I have a brother living up there, and went to a small poetry group in Traverse City Tuesday night, and it was great fun. And I read, and they did the same thing. They gave me Sterling remarks to mediocre poetry, which is what I was counting on. And but it's fun. It's fun.
Very cool. I'm glad you went. Yeah, I mean, it really is worth, I mean, despite that kind of snide crack a little bit ago that I made, but it is really worth going out and meeting these groups of writers and poets and just authentically connecting and really hearing them out and learning what they're doing. And that is very valuable stuff.
It is indeed. It very much is. Yeah. I feel at home, and I'm in, it's sort of like a community thing. Okay, wonderful. This one is... even as one of my more mediocre offerings, in fact. But it goes back to the late 80s when I was doing a lot of hiking long distances, usually in the Appalachian Trail I went 7 days, and I did 6 days in a thing called the Porcupine Mountains, which is way up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And I did some more, Beaver Island and some other things. And so... This one's short, it's called In My Hiking Days. In my hiking days, there were no bounds, no obligations other than finding some new views and maybe a few more things about myself. At times, I felt too tired of uphill treks, so I stopped, but not for long. There is too much to learn uphill. Why just dream of what it's like there when you can see it for yourself? In life, we stop too often and turn back. And whatever is up there will remain forever a dream and a piece.
Very, very cool. I actually did like that one a lot. GT, what'd you think?
I enjoyed that. Yeah.
I think it's one of those things where, you know, for having a radio show, sometimes we're very undescriptive with our responses. But we do sit here and just kind of take things in, and it takes us a little while, you know?
Right.
Sorry about being a little slow on the uptake there, George, but we do really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I will be around later.
All right. Sounds good. We're looking forward to it, actually. Thank you.
Moving on.
All right. Thank you, George.
Oh, stalling. Stall. I'm stall. Oh.
All right, here. Okay, I'm back. All right, that was George calling from Michigan. You know, the thing about George is that his poetry has a... It's different than, say, Sinister, where you get shocked through with something. But it is something that is laid out... Not that it's an imitation in any way of Robert Frost, but it reminds me of... the kind of tone of Robert Frost. And so it's just like you hear it and you just want to kind of sit there for a minute and let it sink in, and then you have an idea. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about George's stuff. Hmm. All right. So going from there, that was an interesting little segue. Whew. This is not the Time Lord edition. Okay. Whew. Going from Michigan, now we're going to go to a magical place where they make lots of jelly. Let's go to Philip in Kentucky. Hello, Philip.
Hola. ¿Qué pasa?
¿Cómo está?
That's the salsa.
That's the salsa.
But you said it with such a good accent. I mean, it was just...
Many people inhabit me, sir. Who knows who's going to speak next? Right?
I contain multitudes. And most of them speak complete gibberish.
Right, incomplete sentences. Yeah, right. That summarizes me quite well there, sir.
Yeah, very well. Be as well. I can understand.
Yeah, well...
How are you?
It's good to hear you guys.
Good to hear you.
I was also going to agree with you, Michael. I tend to prefer going to movies by myself as well, so you're not alone in that.
I think that's a thing. People take that personally, though, when I tell them I'm going to see something. Why didn't you take... Because I kind of want to go by myself. It's not a thing on you. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, you want to be completely focused on the film, you know.
I kind of like that. I like being the weird guy in a, well, in this case, a romantic comedy with a hood on, alone in the front.
Yes.
All right. Anyway.
Yes. So I will get to it. Yes,
sure.
Sir?
Well, oh no, yeah. I was going to ask how you were doing, and then ask what you had for us.
Oh, I'm happy as can be, sir. I really am. It's been a good year, and I've been really busy in writing, and I'm going to share a new one with you. I don't know if there's anybody out there who's, likes chess or plays a lot of chess, but the title is actually a chess term. It's called a zugzwang. Anyone want to take a guess? If you play some chess, you may have encountered a zugzwang. A zugzwang is when there's really nothing you can do on the board. I mean, anything you do on the board will result in some sort of, loss, either of material or position. So a zugzwang is the title. And here we go. Shuffle about with the daily shunned, the hand-to-mouth extras working on a film intentionally unfinished. A tenure of postponed release dates and obscene debt. Among them and near them until the pummeled senses dedicate their natural prowess solely to survival. Another one found amid the abandoned, bearded beggars and rag-dressed homeless who, by proper census, have representatives in the house. Old world habitué, familiar with libidinous binds of cyclical reinvention, infectiously redistributed with admired virile cunning. Every societal reiteration upheld upon ugly pillars, monetary exchanges for pleasures of the body and flesh, Congress, spoon-boiled poppies, free labor mule harnessed by and for the elite few who revise their already effective propaganda. Panhandlers going about their eleemosynary electives on crowded midday streets. Tithes, alms, who's who among the meek. Sleep off an early retirement in cardboard shelters, garbage bag reinforced. Spacious timeshare lean-tos huddled together on dead-end alleys that bear the names of posthumous literary figures. Send Caliban to tear down ad campaign posters littering subway platforms. GQ profiles selling slogans, donations per word. Barely awake at a city bus stop. Poverty mistaken for vagrancy. Today's curriculum vitae coldly summarized, wherever it is one's corpse is discovered. And there it is, fellers.
Well, that was solid as hell. Yeah, Philip, that was fantastic. And just the concept, you're talking about the zugzwang.
Yes, sir.
That is, I play quite a bit of chess. For some reason, I hadn't come across that term, but as you were reading, I looked it up. That applies to much more than chess, and there are so many little applications that once you identify that idea that you can start to use throughout. But I love that was the metaphor that you're using to kind of weave in this piece.
Well, thank you. I used to play a lot of chess, and I've encountered it a few times, and I'm just like, oh, the Zugzwang is real. I thought for so long it was just baloney, but no.
But then when you start looking at, and you start like extrapolating that out, you can suddenly go, wait a second. These are everywhere. What the heck?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially, I think, in a political sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much. We could. Yeah. That's another show. But, yeah, we can totally get into that
at
some point.
I don't want to go there. On a lighter note, I'm so glad, JT, that people are feeling better in your family. If you watch, I just completely undermined Michael's authority, you know.
No, you're okay.
My authority was never that existent in the first place, my friend. Don't worry about it.
Very good. Touche. Thank you so much, and I look forward to the next poets.
All right. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you.
Cheers.
And that was Philip Kahn from Kentucky. I would like to apologize officially for my joke about Kentucky. They don't like jelly there. Let's go now to Mama Oladeji in the state of O.
I would like to apologize officially for my joke about Kentucky. They don't like jelly there. Let's go now Mama Oladeji in the state of O.
Hello, Mama.
Hello.
Good evening.
Wow, you all are in rare form tonight.
Yeah, we are.
You should see the looks I'm getting from JT.
I am just having a great time in here. I got my nightcap. I got my music by Fela, Beast of No Nation. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to just read some scattered thoughts in this old book I found that I just wrote stuff down, hoping to get a poem out of it one day. So it's going to be like just a little bunch of stuff here, and it's not going to be anything with any continuity. I'm just going to be reading stuff here, and I'm going to play some theater for y'all. If you get a poem out of it, fine. And here goes. I have had the finest things and the worst of things. I have had laughs and I have had pain. Excess creates a mess. Pleasure cannot be measured. When you go back for more, it turns out to be less. Don't go back for more. More is less. Excess creates a mess. Pleasure can never be measured. You go back for more and you get less and less. When the thrill has left and the mysteries are no longer mysterious, poor rejected me, the contempt from familiarity leaves nothing exciting, nothing left to be desired. If you have used every crevice. Another moment gone, and I'm still alive. I have lived. Another day I've survived. I was ensnared, entangled, spent, freeing myself. What happened to the agony that went to bed with me? Will I survive? Unsolved woes that kept the dream at status quo. Another moment gone, but I'm still alive. I know you're sorry,
I know you never meant to hurt me. I found love in the kiss that we shared. Your love surrounded every bone in my aching body as I pushed your buttons. Somehow I survived enough of your mistakes to give me a headache. But we had a child. A child was born. From those love taps, I saw it in your eyes once. Your love tapped me. I felt it in your touch. I saw it in your glow. I felt it in your presence. Every time you sat next to me, I knew that those were just love taps. Incite, invest, invoke, remove the yoke. Follow not blindly corrupted traditions. Seek knowledge that replenishes your ignorance. Traded for innocence. We who have remained wise do not trade our wisdom for power. I said, do not trade wisdom for power. I said, excess creates a mess. Pleasure cannot be measured. So my slogan is, the one who has forgotten more than I am the one that has forgotten more than you ever knew. So when you talk down to me, it's like you're telling me something that is not new. I am the one that pushed, that paved the way. I'm the one that makes waves in space. I have forgotten more than you ever knew. In peace.
You know, Mama, the way you present this, it's not just poetry, it's an experience, the way that you kind of bring in the music and the you kind of meld the two into something, and I really can feel that, and I love that. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And that was Fela, Beast of No Nation, in the background.
Beautiful stuff. Mama, thanks so much.
Welcome.
Man.
On to the next.
On to the next. Let's do this, okay? Hopefully we'll catch you during the return engagement then.
Okay. You did.
Sounds good.
All right. All right.
So that was Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Fantastic stuff. All right. That means we have just completed our first segment in very quick order, actually. We moved fast, and that was good, because now we're going to have a second one. For the people who have not gotten to call in yet, the number is 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
For Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic. All right, and we're back. Man, okay. First of all, there's a massive volume change between that last thing and this.
Yes, there is. I'm so sorry.
Okay, we'll work on that.
We'll iron
that out. Anyway, a surprise. Don't worry. It's not the first time I've been surprised today. So we have three.
You think he'll be okay with that, right?
I think so. Well, we're going to make some work. We had at the. Okay, so let me just throw this out here.
Yeah.
So we had a very last minute addition, and I'm talking about 3 seconds before that last piece ended. JT got the last caller on hold. But as someone who tends to kind of have a hard time with the line being connected for very long, we know because of the attitudes of some people here, we want to move them up front quickly. So we're going to move Mr. Raj up to number one. Let's just go straight there.
I got to hit a certain.
Here we go. You're button. Good. You're
yeah.
good.
Okay.
Hello, Raj.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Welcome. You are now on the air. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. So just give the number, then I'll call back again.
No, no. You are on the air now. You are ready to go. So whenever you want to read, just go ahead and start.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, whenever you're ready, Raj. Go ahead.
Just a second. I need a second to choose the poem.
I see. Okay, all right.
All right.
Here, JT, stall.
Stalling. Again, okay. I am okay. Stalling. I don't know how to stall any other way right now.
This is fantastic.
This is horrible.
Has anybody ever told you you're wonderful at this? You're so good.
Really, am I?
You're so good at stalling.
Thank you for making me feel so good
that's
about my
that's
stalling.
That's amazing. Yes, that's something. Okay. Raj, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and start.
So, my poem is Shabda Brahma. That is in Bengali words. English translation is Word is Brahma. Born with the legacy of Word is Brahma. The merit is the memory Shruti. The merit is the memory Shruti. The first word I uttered is Ma, a combo of consonants and vowels. Never known to me in birth how a word is formed. Never known to me in birth learn rhyme and rhythm from rivers, birds and wind, falling leaves and snow. Now I am in utter need of suitable words in these days of terror and politics to express my shock and hatred. Wish I knew where to start with, where to stop. Be it love, greed or possession. Like Maitreyi, wish I could say what use I have for those intangibles that never lead me to you, my Lord.
Thank you, Raj. Wonderful to hear your voice. Wonderful to hear your work. We're so glad you were able to get in and to reach us.
This has got a small reference to Upanishad.
Yes, of course. The Upanishad, okay.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Very appreciated. We'll hope to talk to you again very soon. All right, that was Raj calling from India. Do we know exactly where? Because we did the
Calcutta.
Calcutta. All right, he's in Calcutta.
Yep.
All right, beautiful. Sounds like it's a much more lively atmosphere outside there than where we are right now.
Much. It's also daytime.
It also feels like the kind of night that a James Bond film takes place on out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
except somehow effortlessly you drive a $400,000 sports car and you don't slide and slip anywhere. It's kind of amazing how that works.
They're engineered that way.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Don't forget spikes in the tires.
That's true. That's true. And the built-in playlist.
Of course.
All right. So, speaking of amazing places to race cars, let's go to Connecticut and speak to Barbara.
Hi.
Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm good. I'm much, much better. I'm back to normal and just really happy. And what can I say?
Good. That's what we like to hear. We love to hear that. So what do you have for us?
I have for you my poem from the garden this week, and they were Jerry Langdon's prompts, and they were Hesitation and Disturbance, and a John Keats quote. I love you the more in that I believe you had liked me. Let me start all over again. I love you the more in that I believe you had liked me for my own sake and for nothing else. John Keats. So my poem is called Complete Surrender. The hesitation to present myself in my youth created a determination to find someone who would truly enjoy me for myself, not as he would want me to be. For in truth, the worthiness of my own self was a subject that did not suit me, since it involved accepting who I was, and that caused a disturbance in my soul. I was not the girl I always wished to be, slender and graceful, with flowing hair floating through life on a bed of roses strewn by my suitors. No, for in truth, I was the one who was not picked at dances and hung back in the crowd, fearing I was not anyone who could be wanted and accepting this would be my fate. Never knowing the real me and later realizing I had been a butterfly waiting to emerge at the right moment and a light on the hand of the one who would love me as a caterpillar, the man who scooped my heart into his capable hands and into those arms I flew, for he was the one who had seen the beauty in the shy young girl I was then and who accepted me for a lifetime with my foibles and idiosyncrasies, who drew me into his life with this acceptance and enhanced my existence. He captivated and entangled me, and I allowed it with no hesitation. His love created a cushion for me, and I sank into it, a complete surrender. End poem.
Wonderful piece. And I think one of those, it had that stream of consciousness, just honesty that I think you do so well.
Thank you. It's more like my fingers just go zip, 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 and out come my thoughts on the page. But that's what happens. They just come out on the page. And the props, especially the quote from John Keats, really did it for me. I mean, finding someone who will appreciate you for you and loving you for you no matter what is, what everyone wants.
Sure.
Anyway.
I get it for sure.
You made me blush. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Barbara. We appreciate you very much.
And I really enjoyed Raj finally getting on because he's been so wanting to do that.
I know. It's good when we can finally make that happen, isn't it?
Right. And good to hear Philip, too, because he's in the chat room tonight, too. So that's good, too.
Yes.
It's really Friday night, so I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good.
Rest of the show, I'll step aside for everyone else. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barbara. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, the number 2 slot here in the second segment. Number 2 of 2, JT. 2 of 2.
2 of 2.
2 of 2.
Two. That's weird.
See, sorry, that?
That threw me off.
But now we go to 3 of 2.
Now I'm really confused.
Yeah, but let's go to Mary in Arizona. Hello, Mary.
Oh, what do I even do with all of you?
I don't even know what you do. What are you doing now without us?
I don't even know what to do with. I don't even know what to do with all of you.
You might as well just do something.
Hey, Mary, I got a quick question for you.
Yes, sir.
Did you build a snowman today? I'm sorry.
I here in Phoenix only got rain. I'll have you know.
Really?
Tucson got snow. Flagstaff got snow. All of them showing snow. I sat by the fire and in the bath watching the rain.
Oh, you only got rain. Lucky you. I heard it snowed everywhere up there. But, yeah, definitely Tucson.
Yeah, Phoenix, we just got a little old rain.
Okay.
And even a little sun. It was a little CCR going on. It was raining and sunny at the same time.
Awesome. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway.
Sorry.
With that intro and you lovely people, I'm going to sing a song. It's almost 4 years now that we've known each other, and I've been bothering you. I mean, sharing with among you all. And I shared Tracy Chapman the first time, and I'm going to sing her tonight, The Promise. You're so patient with me, you guys. If you wait for me, then I'll come for you. Although I travel far, I'll always hold a place for you. My heart. If you think of me, if you miss me once in a while, then I'll turn to you. Yes, I'll return. Until that space in your heart. Remembering your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I find my way back to you. If you be waiting. If you dream of me like I dream of you, then I think that's warm and dark, in a place where I can feel the beating of your heart. Remembering your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you. If you'll be waiting. No, I've longed for you. And I have to see your face, your smile, to see you with you wherever you are. Remembering your touch, your kiss, your warm embrace, I'll find my way back to you. If you be safe, you'll be waiting. together again, it will be so good to be in your arms. Where all my journeys make promise, if it's one that you can keep right about to come for you.
Mary, that was beautiful, and as from one musician to another, though, I can hear a lot of musical growth.
You know, it comes with stamina and health.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely does.
And a lot of love and support of what you guys give me. So here we go, on to the next lovely poet who's going to read or do whatever they're going to do for us.
Thank you, Mary. We love you. We appreciate
you. You're welcome.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, goodbye. And that was Mary calling from Arizona. All right, now JT.
Yes, sir.
This next caller, he's been around on the show for a while.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
Yeah.
And he's going to mention something that embarrassed me when he called about it. Because it's something that I fell for also. I'm going to let Dennis kind of talk about this for a second. But first of all, I'm going to say hello to him on the air officially. Hello, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Michael. Here I am.
All right. We're very thankful that you're here. Thank you.
And thank you, Dennis, for being flexible with us.
Yes, thank you very much
really
for that.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, yes. If Brother Raj can get through, by all means, switch me anytime you want.
Thank you. I really appreciate that flexibility, sir. Thank you.
Does matter.
Yeah, he's been a good friend of mine for a long time, and I like to see that he gets a chance to get on to go for it. Yes, indeed.
All right. So what do you have? Well, I know you have something you want to say, so I'm just going to kind of step back actually and let you do it, and then we'll talk after.
All right. Thank you very much. First, I would like to apologize to our poetry family here. Last week, I read two poems that I attributed to Jules Verne. And it was in my haste, in my research, I grabbed these two poems and thought that's what they were. And I apologize for that, because going back in trying to find another poem to read of his, I found out those were not his poems. They were poems written, inspired by Jules Verne's, by poets from the poetrysoup.com. The first poem I read, Our Mother, was written by Victoria Payne. I need to give her due credit. The second poem I read was Mars. It was written by Robert Petit. And so I make amends for assuming that it was Jules Verne's poems. It certainly was not. And I have to give the poets their credit for what they wrote. So I did more research on Jules Verne's. And He is such an interesting character. Let me throw a couple facts out about Jules Verne's. Several theoretical inventions which appeared in his writings were actually invented later on, such as the taser and the electric-powered submarine. He is seen by many as a prophetic writer. He is also given credit for creating steam punk genre, which combines science fiction with machinery. And that term is also applied today, steampunk poetry, to poetry which is inspired by the incoming industrial age and the mention of machinery in that. In addition to writing poems and novels, Jules Verne also wrote lyrics for operas. What a talented visionary this person is, and I apologize for giving credit to others, to him, that was for work of others. So in order to rectify that, I decided to go and look for poems actually written by Jules Verne. And when I looked, I could not find any particularly translated into English. So what I did, in a ploy to read Jules Verne's poem, I took the French that he wrote in that I could find and had it translated by Google Translator, which isn't always accurate. I'm going to have to throw that out front. But there's a lot of good stuff in this, and I'm going to read it as it came out. The title of this poem by the real Jules Verne is Hesitation. The one I love has big eyes under brown eyes. And the one I love under heaven is a beautiful, beautiful. She glides, embellishes my days. Oh, if I were able to, my God, I would like to see anyways. The one I like. The one I like is sweet to see. It is sweet to hear. Her sight in the heart sets the hope that his voice makes understand. Will his love be for me alone, for myself? If I like, it is because I see her, the one I like. With her, alas, I feel sweet emotion. Absent towards her in my senses, something pushes me for me in the heart of his heart. If it were the same, would she have a deceptive look, the one I like, the one I love? Alas, alas, does she love me? I do not know. I do not tell him that his eyes sparkle. Is it for me that he shines so? Supreme happiness elsewhere ignites too, the one I like. If deceiving my naivety by his hypocrisy, she uses her beauty to break my life. Can his heart be so black? Oh, no, it's blasphemy, blasphemy. You only have to see the one I like. No, no, love to us. Because by making you a woman, God, I give him thanks on my knees. Gave you my soul. Of course, I am attached to your steps. In my extreme ardor, maybe she does not like me, the one I like. A poem by Jules Verne.
Dennis, first of all, thank you for reading that and for correcting the whole thing. And you know, I want to point out, because I said this to you on the phone when you called before the show, that I had, when I was going through looking at it, I had come across, I think it was Mars, and came to the same conclusion that it was actually something of his. And so I made the same mistake on that piece. So that was my fault as well. But I do appreciate you letting us all know and keeping us all honest, and also giving credit to work for the poets who deserve that credit.
Yeah.
So and then also for reading the real piece. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. I will try not to be so sloppy next time.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, what are we going to do, Dennis? You and me both.
Yeah, well, we will figure out a way to move on.
We got some work to do. That's all right. Hey, thanks again, sir.
Yes.
You're very appreciated.
All right. Well, thank you for allowing me to read. Thank you for this wonderful format. And us poets are like-hearted souls. We encourage each other. We love poetry, and it is a pleasure to be here on Friday nights. And that is due to your faithfulness and your work to make it happen. And I thank you for that. And I'm going to step aside, and I'm going to say God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless.
And that was Dennis calling from Michigan. Rounding out our second segment. Now, I'm going to take a look here very quickly in the chat room and see if there's anyone here. Is there anyone here that that has not gone that has two to read? So, like, for instance, we've done two. We didn't get to five. I'm just double-checking to make sure that there's not some people who haven't called in or been able to get in yet. So just put in the chat room there. Tamara, for instance, are you reading more than one?
I love the delay. We're going to have to wait. You know,
okay, we're just going to have to wait.
Stall.
You want to stall?
Stall.
Okay, 4 score and 7 years ago.
Our forefathers brought forth of this.
Oh, see? But you realize how, like, cool that is? 4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought their forefingers forth to talk about the Force.
Wait.
Let's go to the return engagement.
Okay.
I know, it's amazing. By the way, I just had a student today. Convinced me to put a training montage in the middle of the movie.
Yeah.
But only with the music from Rocky IV. And I had another student go, do you think this ring that Juliet gives Romeo actually comes from Sauron?
That is brilliant.
Isn't it brilliant? I thought so too. But we're going to get into that later. That's all coming up here in the return engagement. Anybody who wants to call in again and read, anybody who wants to call for the first time, you sure can. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
All right, and we're back here in the return engagement. We are ready to go. We are ready to pounce into action. JT, are you ready? Are you ready to pounce?
No, I'm not in a pouncing position.
That's why I'm asking. I'm trying to, like, motivate the pouncing position. We all know I'm in the pouncing position. Novi is in the pouncing position. We need you to get on the same team.
Okay, I'm right. Ready now.
You ready to pounce?
Yes.
Okay, ready? Let us now pounce on going to Philip in Kentucky. Hello, Philip.
Hello. Yes. Wow, that was fast.
We have reflexes like ninjas or cats, as they would say.
I think they're actually synonyms now, ninjas and cats.
Ninjas and cats. You know what? Yeah, that's actually something. I think that could be a song there about ninjas and cats.
Ninja cats. The cat's pajamas.
Cat's pajamas always look like ninjas.
Right, there you go. I have no idea what I'm saying.
I don't either.
I am so glad. That's
good. We're good. I'm with you, though.
Yes, good. Let's all get slap happy together.
Woohoo! All right.
All right. No, it's so good to be back. So good to hear you guys. And I'm just gonna say this, and I'm gonna stand by it. Dennis, get on the ball, buddy. I tell you, Jules Verne, get your facts straight, there, guy. Pick on Dennis. That was very cute. My goodness. I thought he, like, made some huge offense. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened? And he's like, I got the wrong poet. Who hasn't done that, right? You know?
Well, so, I mean, it's like a daily occurrence
for
me.
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So, but it was very good to hear Dennis, and I'm going to get to it. I'm going to read somebody else's poem, if that's all right.
All right.
I'm going to read a selection from W.S. Merwin, and it comes from his, what I call his middle period, from his collection called The Life. And it has a quote at the beginning. Is it okay to go ahead and read that, too?
Of course.
Short quote. It says, "All men are deceived by the appearances of things, even Homer himself, who was the wisest man in Greece. For he was deceived by boys catching lice, They said to him, "What we have caught and what we have killed, we have left behind. But what has escaped us, we bring with us." And that is by Heraclitus. And the selection I'm going to read is called The River of Bees. The River of Bees by W.S. Merwin. And here we go. In a dream, I return to the River of Bees. Five orange trees by the bridge, and beside two mills, my house, into whose courtyard a blind man followed the goats and stood singing of what was older. Soon it will be 15 years. He was old. He will have fallen into his eyes. I took my eyes a long way to the calendars, room after room, asking, how shall I live? One of the inns is made of streets. One man processions carry through it. Empty bottles, their image of hope. It was offered to me by name, once, once, and once. In the same city I was born, asking, what shall I say? He will have fallen into his mouth. Men think they are better than grass. I return to his voice, rising like a forkful of hay. He was old. He is not real. Nothing is real, nor the noise of death drawing water. We are the echo of the future. On the door it says what to do to survive. But we were not born to survive, only to live. And there it is, fellers.
Not to survive, only to live.
Yes, sir.
I like that. I like that line very, very much.
I do, too. I really dig Merwin. I especially dig him in that period, that middle period, where he doesn't use any real punctuation, which kind of like increases the chances of misreadings, which I think are very interesting, because I think poetry is one of those things that ambiguity really is kind of interesting, as opposed to other forms of writing where you want specificity and so forth. But
right.
Anyhow, now I'm blathering.
No, but you know, it's true. And it was something that I've been having to work with while teaching the kind of the art of writing lyrics, that lyrics, by choosing the right word, for me, a lot of times the right word is not the specific word, something that gives a specific image, but instead mm-hmm. it's the right word with the right feeling that helps open up a world of possibilities that is the best mm-hmm. word. And that vague kind of nature in poetry and in lyrics, I think, is really valuable. So it's a great point. Thank you for sharing it with us, and great read, too.
Thank you. That's very kind. And you guys be safe on your travels home. I know it's snowing there. It's about 60 degrees here in Kentucky, or it is, or it's supposed to be tomorrow. So no snow so far here. So so good to hear from you both. Thank you so much. And you guys be well. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Philip.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. And that was Philip Kahn from Kentucky leading off our return engagement. Now, as he kind of called out Dennis, now we're going to let Dennis answer. And I wouldn't mess with Dennis. All right, let's go to Dennis here in Michigan. Hello, Dennis. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm back.
All right. We thought this day would never come.
What a lag between the broadcast and what I'm hearing. So
yeah.
I apologize for that.
Oh, it's okay. No problem at all. There's no way to control that. Yeah.
To let Philip know, I'm done apologizing for tonight. But I thank him for his concern.
All right.
The next poem I'm going to read just happens to be written by Jules Verne, and it was translated, or kind of translated, the best I could. So the title is The Genius. Like a pure stalactite, a work of nature, the misunderstood genius appears to us. He is there, in the place where the heavens have placed him, and from them alone he receives his life and his structure. Never the man's hand bold enough will not be able to create it because its essence is pure and the Almighty God did it to his face. The poor and ugly mortal, could he do better? It does not cut this diamond bazaar. And some colors whose azure are Shamir. May he remain as he is, as did the Eternal. If we want to correct the brilliant stalactite, it is no longer a pebble without merit. Who does not think anymore? The stars of the sky. A poem by Jules Verne.
That Jules Verne, he could really write and then get translated, couldn't he?
Yes, he could. And the complexity of his actual writing stands apart from the poems that I read last week. So there you go. The real Jules Verne, as well as I can share.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much, Dennis, and thanks for everything you do for us.
Well, thank you. It's been a real pleasure because you guys mean so much to us. Friday nights just wouldn't be the same. We're so glad we have this time together. Oh, I've heard that line before. Okay, I'll step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic and say God bless.
God bless. All right. Yeah, that was Dennis calling from Michigan. All right, now we're going to now descend.
We're descending?
We're descending.
Oh, she needs to actually.
Descending into a place where we're waiting for a phone call from a place named Indiana.
Indiana.
A magical place named Indiana. Indiana. Tamara, is that you?
It's me.
All right.
I can't hear you. Why are you so quiet?
Wait, I'm sorry.
Can you say something again?
Something again?
Yeah, something again.
Perfect. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, you're clear.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing you don't know is that we don't even use speakers here. We're just guessing at what everyone's saying.
The thing I didn't know was the hair situation when you made that funny comment last week, but it wasn't funny until I saw your photo.
See? I got to tell you, and now for better or worse, I'm not saying the jokes are great, but there is a wealth of humor going on that a lot of people don't know. For instance, earlier, and I don't care, no one said anything, I called Jim Jimothy, and no one said anything about it.
I died. I'm sorry.
I was still back on the jelly from Kentucky.
I was reaching on that one.
No, there's all sorts. It's like the lag, though, like between the sound and the laughter, right? Maybe it's not just the internet.
You're blaming the internet for my humor not being funny? I'm going to use that.
Okay, we'll go with that. We'll go with that.
All right, that sounds good.
All right. Okay.
So what do you have?
I can't remember if I read this before, so I'll just read it again. It'll be new to me.
Sounds good.
All right. I forgot I was a poet. I forgot to pen the verse. Lay my lines next to rhythm, make them dance, intersperse. I forgot to tell the story, to paint a picture in your head, to make you laugh, to make you cry, lullaby your kids to bed. I forgot to see the trees as men, describe the random thought, ignite phrases in the darkness, like fireflies now caught. I forgot how life is short. I forgot how days are long. I forgot how heaven's heartbeat twines with words to make a song. I forgot what others do is defined by their own call. I forgot I'm not behind. It's not some contest, after all. I forgot to write the poem. I forgot to pick a word. I forgot to find a rhyme for you, one you've never heard. Paper blank for lack of ink, my pen suffering from blight, till I remembered I was a poet and set out to make it right. End poem.
I enjoy that one. I don't think I've heard you read that one before. JT, do you remember that?
No, I don't.
I think that's new.
I really enjoyed it, so.
Yeah, strong theme there.
Yeah.
All right, but see, most of my poetry, so I've been thinking about this all week. Most of my poetry, I make little teeny, it's not quite double entendre, but it is double entendre or conceit, or there's little words play that you only see if written. So I read it and I'm like, man, I wish you could see it.
I understand, yeah.
Like, yeah. So, because like at that last one, it's like I set out to make it right, and I'm talking about the pen, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so I write
with the W.
W-R-I-T-E.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Like, it's just silly little stuff. But anyway. All right. Thank you.
I think
have a nice night.
Hey, you as well. Thank
back
you, Tamara.
In the chat room.
All right. Have fun in the chat room. All right.
In the hallway. Fun.
We'll see you later. Now, you know, that reminds me. So I had I did the thing with wordplay for a while. Doesn't that remind you a little bit of that thing you do? There's the O'Neaters.
Yeah. No, it says
it's the Wonders. No, yeah, it says the O'Neaters. No, we're the Wonders. Yeah, it says O'Neaters. So we're just going to be the Wonders.
Sorry.
I think it's, you know.
The O'Neaters.
But see, I'm always writing things like there once was a man from Nantucket who dropped his soul in a bucket. He noticed not when it dropped and from the bottom to the top when he finally turned up. He struck it. Like, I write stuff like that, and then I say it, and people are, like, looking at me like I'm the weirdest person on the planet, and which I probably am, now that I think about it.
No, you're not the weirdest one. There are weirder.
There are weirder people?
Yes. There's always a bigger fish.
That is for sure.
So, there has to be a weirder person.
Well, I mean, it depends on your criteria.
To me, there's a weirder person.
That I'm okay with.
Okay.
Fair enough. I actually totally trust your taste on that. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania, land of enchantment. Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Hello, Jimothy here.
All right, Jimothy. Happy to have you. We've heard a lot about you.
Yes.
You know, I've wondered...
Tell me about it.
Jim, I've been wondering. I know that you do some reenactments and stuff, and I've had this kind of thing. I want to do a 30-day challenge this year where I do nothing but a transatlantic accent the entire month. Would you be in to doing that challenge with me?
Okay.
All right. So basically, all we have to do is talk like this for the entire month.
You want me to talk like Brockheimer?
Essentially.
I will try.
Okay.
Okay.
That's all I can ask for, my friend. Maybe we'll figure out the date it's actually going to start. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, before I rope you into anything else really strange, let's just give you the floor, and then we'll talk after.
All right. This is one I wrote a few weeks ago. It's called Silence to Greet Him. Silence to greet him in his daily sojourn of solitude. Her present presence, being both distant and near, reminds him there's no escape from the place he always carries with him. End of poem.
That was really enjoyable. I saw JT really liked that one, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Made me fumble my buttons.
Yeah, he literally was listening and like started screwing everything up. We appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much for everything.
Do you have one question?
Yes.
About leaving ideas. You say that to text you or to message you.
You
or,
sent us you a know, message, something in writing, yeah.
Will you accept by carrier pigeon?
Ooh.
Yes, I will. As long as you send some food with the little bastards, because I've really started, my patience has really grown thin.
They're just full of crap.
They really are. They show up and I'm like, don't make me remind you that you were actually bred for food. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Well, on that note, I would say, dilly-dilly.
Dilly-dilly.
You can all say that.
It's a thing.
And I will just say good night. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania. He is the champion of the dilly-dilly.
He is.
Yeah. You know what we're going to do this summer? I'm going to buy those dilly bars. Oh. I'm going to have a video of me throwing them on the ground and stomping on them angrily. pointing at the camera, and I'll say, "This is for you, Jim."
That'll be great. Now think that so? He knows.
Now, well, I mean, it's even better because now I'm going to have to live up to this.
Yes.
These aren't just ideas that I can say and they never happen. Now I have to do it.
Mm.
I'm probably not going to do it. Hey, let's go now to the logical next step, Connecticut. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, I was just listening to you talking about buying dilly bars.
Yeah. I go to a long way for revenge. You know, I'll buy things to prove a point.
I don't even know what a dilly bar is. So.
You know, it's basically a bar that was given an unfortunate name.
Yes, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, so I'm not sure if I read this poem before. And if I did, you know, sorry. But things in the news have caused me to revisit this poem. And anyway, it came up on my poetry thing, so I think, what the hell, it's short. It's called The True Essence of Humanity. Have you ever read this? I don't think. Humanity is seen by the treatment you are given, and though some may appear to be loving and kind, it is only through dealings with them that they reveal their true nature. There are those who have been graced with a soul full of love and caring and who spread this around with their words and deeds. They expect no praise for their efforts and continue to shower the world with expressions of adoration, bringing sunshine to all they do. Their brilliance outshines the pettiness and underhanded deeds of the very few who seek to tarnish their name. And they will always come out on top of those who attempt to smear their shiny lives. The love of these people is immeasurable and precious, and we must guard their tender hearts, for they are the true essence of humanity. End poem.
That's a powerful piece. It makes some really, really strong points there.
I didn't know if I'd ever read it to anyone, so... I knew I had it in my poetry thing, and maybe I had planned to read it a couple of nights ago, you know.
And you know, and maybe you had at one point, but, you know, it becomes one of those things where we try our best to be able to remember and to recognize the phrases and everything like that, but, you know, at this point we've done over 1,000 hours of shows, and it starts getting harder and harder.
I know.
Yeah. The only suggestion I could throw out there is to possibly put like a little footnote on your poem as
when
to
you
the
read
date
it.
You read it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I should probably, you know, put a check or something on here.
Barbara, I never do that, and then JT's the one who keeps me honest. So the only reason I do that is because JT has been teaching me that you got to keep logs of things.
I never do that.
I don't either.
I'm so bad at it.
I get it.
I should definitely do it, but, you know, there's so much in my life that I just don't remember. And
Barbara, it's okay. You don't have to all over yourself, you know?
No, it's fine. I just want to let anybody know that if they're interested in getting my book, it's on lulu.com, and you can get it 15% off this week at Lulu.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Barbara. We appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. I love this show, and I love you guys, and makes my Friday nights very, very special, hearing all my friends and being with my friends in the chat room, and just wonderful. So thank you to you guys for having the show. And on with the next person. So have a great week.
You as
glad
well.
You are better too, Michael.
I'm getting there. I'm still kind of coughing quite a bit. That's why JT has to keep stalling.
Yeah, well, that's going to hang on for a little bit. But
don't tell me that. Never tell me the odds, Barbara. All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut, the land of hopes and dreams.
Hopes and dreams.
I'm going to cough. Hold it. Ready? And I'm back. Nothing happened.
Like a glove.
We're getting a little too good with that little mute button there. Let's go now to Cleveland, Ohio. See that? See that? It works. Oh, hi. Oh. Oh, and put the... That's wordplay.
Yeah.
Hello, Mama.
Yeah, let me get...
It's all right. It's all right. I love listening to myself.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm all set.
All right. All right. We are here. We're here.
It's been an awesome program.
There's been some great work tonight, huh?
Just the whole thing, just a lot of fun. I don't know how you all do it, impromptu. I think y'all practice.
You know what's funny? We don't, but when we go out in public and we meet people, people will stop us and go, you know, you guys should have like a radio show or something. That does happen, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So we're actually like this in person.
No, I know you don't practice. I'm teasing. I just think it's awesome how you can...
Well, thank
you. Off the cuff like that.
I appreciate it.
Keep us all smiling and happy. And like I say all the time, I love how you all get along. This shows it's a different world, you know, and your world is in your heart and your mind, because like Barbara was doing that piece a few minutes ago. You know, we are just keep on listening to Trump all day. Trump just comes that, just that, oh, like, you know, you won't even have any creativity or any time to laugh or smile or have any type of fun. It's just inundated with that crazy madness that's going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to bring another poem about my daughter to the forefront. And it's called A Compact Life. And this is a true story about Kai, my daughter. She lived life. She got it in. Skipped third grade, despite the mean old nuns. She aced Julia Richmond School of the Arts, graduated Fisk early, did everything fast, married, traveled to Africa and Paris, raised three babies, set her goals, and carried out her missions. She collected her tools brick by brick with her small hands. She mixed the clay and mortar. She mixed the clay and lay her mortar. She built her stone oven and fired it up, had all of the neighbors over from near and far for pizza. She lived 100 years and only 43. While we were still fixing to, she did it all. Kai went and done it and was back already. Yeah, my daughter got it in. She got life in. Lived a compact life, squeezed 100 years into 43. Her great-grandmother was 103 and sat at her memorial, bewildered. Should I cry? Should I cry for her? Yes, only because we'll miss her desperately. But I say she should cry for me. Because at 72, I'm still fixing to. Still going to get around to it, but my round to it is full, waiting for me to do it. But while I'm fixing to, I'm thinking of you. When I walk past your mushroom farm and see the remnants of your stone oven, I think of you, my child, and you were so here and so loving. I stopped to ponder my purpose and ask myself, why am I still stuck on fixing to? Will I ever get around to it? Dedicated memory of my amazing daughter, Kai Wingo.
What a beautiful, beautiful piece, Mama. It's so heartfelt.
Yes, thank you.
Wow.
So all you out there that got around to it, this stuff with stuff to do, just go ahead and do it and inspire me to do it too. Because I've been writing the same book for like 20 years and still stuck on the grid.
Mama, I get it. Get that damn thing out. Get that thing done.
I'm doing it, but I keep doing it and doing it and doing it.
I know. Don't let that resistance beat you. You are far too fantastic of a writer to let that beat you. That's the war we fight.
Okay.
With all love, Mama. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me tell you what happened. Microsoft remoted in, and it gave me some pointers on the Microsoft, how to use it and stuff. So I might
I think I caught on to something. So I might be able to get it off the grid, y'all.
All right.
God bless everyone. I've been enjoying the poetry tonight, and I thank you all for being here for us every week with love and laughter. And have a good night.
You have a good night as well. Sorry, JT.
You're all good. You're all good, bro.
It's with love. Thank you, Mama. It's our pleasure to do that for everybody here, too. Let's keep going. We're not done yet, though. We're going to go to Alabama. We're going to visit with Stan. Let's see in just a moment when JT, you're ready. I'm moving really fast here. That's my fault.
You're just, it's okay. You're in a flow.
Now, is Stan calling in?
Stan has to call.
Okay, so Stan, give us a shout when you can now. I know we've got a little bit of a lag. That's okay.
Yeah.
We'll just kind of... Okay, so let me bring this up.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Oscars.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are they actually relevant anymore? I enjoy watching this, not because of the awards. I like being inspired to create more, and I just I use any momentum I can to do that. But let's go to Stan. We'll talk more about this after. Okay. Hello, Stan. Welcome.
Hey, it's good to be back.
All right, we're happy to have you, man. Happy to have you, as always.
Well, I decided I was going to do this piece because I was writing a poem, and one of the points of my poem was I could not think of one ever in our history of the great empires or alleged great civilizations whose foundation wasn't founded and set on the backs of oppressed people. Not one ever anywhere. And I remembered the poem, but I could not think of the person who really wrote it, but I remembered the title. This is a poem by a gentleman named Edwin Markham. And he was inspired by a painting by Millet. And the painting's title is the poem's title, The Man with a Hoe. Bowed by the weight of centuries, he leans upon his hoe and gazes on the ground, the emptiness of ages in his face. On his back, the burden of the world. Who made him dead to rapture and despair, a thing that grieves not and that never hopes? Stolen and stung, a brother to the ox? Who loosened and let down this brutal jaw? Whose was the hand that slanted back his brow? Whose breath blew out the light within his brain? Is this the thing the Lord God made and gave to have dominion over sea and land, to trace the stars and search the heavens for power, to feel the passion of eternity? Is this the dream he dreamed, you who shaped the suns and marked their ways upon the ancient deep? Down all the stretch of hell to its last gulf, there is no shape more terrible than this. More tongued with censure of the world's blind greed, more filled with signs and portents for the soul, more fraught with menace to the universe. What gulf between him and the seraphim? Slave of the wheel of labor, what to him are Plato and the swing of Pleiades? What the long reaches of the peaks of songs, the rift of dawn, the reddening of the rose? Through this dread shape the suffering ages look. Time's tragedy is in the aching stoop. Through this dread shape humanity's betrayed, plundered, profaned, and disinherited. Cries protest to the powers that made the world. A protest that is also a prophecy. Oh, masters, lords, and rulers in all lands, is this the handiwork you give to God, this monstrous thing distorted and soul-quenched? How will you ever straighten up this shape, touch it again with immortality, give back the upward looking and the light, rebuild it, the music and the dream, make right the immemorable infamies, perfidious wrongs, inimitable woes? O masters, lords, and rulers of all lands, how will the future reckon with this man? How answer his brute question in that hour when whirlwinds of rebellion shake all shores? How will it be with kingdoms and with kings, with those who shaped him to this thing he is, when this dumb terror shall rise to judge the world after the silence of centuries. In peace.
What a fantastic piece and a fantastic read. Stan, I don't have anything to say. It's fantastic.
Well, the reason I chose that particular piece was, like I said, I sat there and thought about that.
Yeah.
And we have reached such an era of such disparity between the elite and the common man that the very idea that this is prophetic rings, because I don't think of the great civilizations and empires crumbled on their own accord. I think it came to a point to where those at the bottom, those bent, oppressed backs, finally said enough and stood upright.
Mm.
Yeah. And that collapsed. And I think we're on our way to reaching that breaking point again.
Could be. It could be. There's been a lot of moments that have been potentially those have happened and they start getting headed off. Yeah, we'll see. But I think, you know, this is something my brother is my youngest brother is in school to be a professor, and this is his very specific area of study. And he would be all about that piece. And I'm sure he would have all kinds of very, very intelligent things to say about it. But it's and he has a lot of background in it. I think that's just such a powerful thought and a powerful idea. And we'll just have to see, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate you. We all appreciate you. Thank you so much, sir.
Oh, trust me, it's my pleasure. And thank you, gentlemen, for this forum. On to the next.
You got it, Dennis. Dennis. See, you talking, and now I got all that. Stan. Stan, I'm sorry. Man, JT, that was totally unintentional on both of our sides. But, man, the moment you started talking, I thought, oh, we always do this with Dennis. Wait, that's not Dennis. That's Stan.
That's not Dennis. That was Stan. It's all good.
Stannis. Which is a character in Game of Thrones.
Oh,
checkmate.
Okay.
Boom. Okay.
I'm sorry about that, checkmate.
All right. Now, JT, who are we going to? Who is this person? All I see is unknown person. Wait. This is Raj?
Yes. I hope.
It's not. We're going to have him call back. Raj, if you can hear us, we cannot hear you. So you would need to call us right back.
Go ahead and put it in the chat room as well.
Okay, I will do that. JT, while I'm typing, it's hard for me to type one thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And say something else.
Yes.
So, tell me about your thoughts on the Oscars, okay? Like, what do you like them? Do you not like them? Why?
The only reason why I like them is for the recognition of good, solid work.
Okay, sure.
The reason I don't, it takes forever.
Yeah, they're way too long.
Way too long. Yeah. So, but
they've been trying to cut that back, but they try to do things by like, oh, go ahead and just grab it. We'll jump in later. All right, Raj, are you there? Wait for it. Raj, are you there?
Hmm.
I'm not hearing anything now.
Yeah, I'm wondering if he has his mic muted.
Do you have your microphone muted by chance? This is good radio.
It is.
This is great radio.
It's okay.
All right. Let's give him a couple more seconds.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do. We'll see if we can get some things together. And then what we might do is we might just move on. And then if he can call back later, we'll try to make it work out. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is about, let's give it full 60 seconds.
Got it.
All right. All right, Raj, I'm sorry. For some reason, we couldn't get it. If you want to try calling us back a little bit later towards the end, we're going to go through the next poets here just to keep everything moving, see if we can get to you. We'd love to as well. All right. So basically, if that might be, this might be the story where we start having people have to start calling back in. But let's just see what happens here with Mary in Arizona first.
Yep.
All right. Yep. So, Mary, if you could please call us back. Sorry about that. We're having the Skype issue once we kind of have a little bit past a certain amount of callers. If you can call us right back,
perfect.
We shall do so. All right. So, okay.
There she is.
She knows what's going on. Hey, Mary.
What, you going to put me on the spot here at 10:30? Come on.
You realize how hard it is for me to say, hey, Mary, and not...
I am old Father William.
It's hard for me to say, hey, Mary, that quickly and not do it in the voice of Jimmy Stewart. You know that, right?
An angel gets his wings.
Which is such a great thing to say after someone like walks into a room and trips and knocks over a tray of things. Be like, every time someone knocks over a tray of drinks, an angel gets its wings.
Think positive. You know,
exactly.
Always lemonade.
All right. What do you have for us?
Just a scribble. I found it. I wrote it in September. I have boxes of scribbles now, and I'm kind of happy as I look through my scribbles because I see where I was, and I love you poets. I'm just going to say that. All right. I didn't name it. I'll see you on that tree limb place that serves as our swings. We'll see each other in the eyes of our virtual storms there, where the sense of gravity grips and loses hold, and we fall sometimes, dropping out of the bottoms of our rafts or air balloons, or the fall can be far-reaching. But after landing and assessment, and the injurious parts are healed over, all mine becomes just like yours. We'll glide there and coast on the same side as the ever departed or the enormous waves as they greet us. And we'll survive there and we'll even thrive there and even see our lives there. You and I shall, whenever we greet at the nearest swing, we'll embrace and we'll hold each other a while and our truth will turn to silver fibers, rising with the flowing in and out of our breath.
Beautifully done.
Just on the swings. Come on, guys. Let's go. All right.
Thank you.
I love you, and I'll listen on and next week.
Sounds great.
Thank
we love you,
Mary.
Too. Thank you. And that was Mary calling from Arizona. All right. Now, JT, we got some people coming. Incoming call.
Want to try this one?
Nope. Okay.
I don't know that one.
Okay, so we're going to... Who's the next person we're going to go to?
We need Sean.
Okay. So Sean, who's a new caller from New York, he's giving us a call, right?
He should be.
Okay.
He needs to.
So, Sean, if you're listening, I saw you in the chat room, so hopefully you're doing it. Just give us a shout now, 720-240-9766. Just Sean, give us a call. All right, so I feel like they're trying to be more relevant, but the Oscars have started doing things like cutting out they were trying to cut out editing and cinematography. It's like the actual people who actually make the movie.
Yeah.
And they did pull it back in, thankfully, because there was a lot of backlash from filmmakers and actors and things. But what do they have to do to be relevant? I think, honestly, hey, Black Panther, good, great. Does it deserve a best picture? I've seen that thing. Now, I believe that if it got a best picture, it's more of a statement. That's fine. I'm cool with that. I don't care, right? But I'm just talking about the artistic merit itself. But if they got best picture, I could understand it would mean a lot to a lot of people, and I have absolutely no issue with that, obviously. But I'm just wondering they're really trying to make up for some of the stuff that happened a few years ago.
I
don't blame them.
Right.
But it's a big thing.
I'm not sure. Well, maybe if they actually explained what a best picture actually constitutes.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not worried about box office draw, but is it really? Because...
But see, to me, that's the true measure, right? Like, is it actually the best picture?
Yeah.
Or is it actually the one that captivated the most people? And because it's really a small voting body that we're talking about. It has nothing to do.
It has nothing to do with the people.
Exactly.
That's why there's that wonderful, People's Choice, which really isn't even a People's Choice.
I don't know, man. Just sandwiched between that Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift performance, I think that's a great place to talk about the best movie of the year. Okay. So, Sean...
Did we just miss it again?
Maybe so, but I think everybody in the room's been kind of trying to get him too. So let's do this. We're gonna should we try to have Raj call us back?
Yeah.
Okay, Raj. Oh wait.
Here he is.
Here he is.
Perfect.
All right. Last second save.
Woo! Well done, Sean.
All right. Good evening, Sean. How are you, sir?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Glad you were able to get through.
Thank you. It's my first time here.
We're happy to have you on the air. And my name's Michael. JT is the guy who answered the phone. And we're happy to have you. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just step back, let you read. When you're done, just say end piece, and we'll come back on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the floor is yours.
All right. Okay. This is called, this is a poem by me called, I Am. All right. To all of the current systems that try to belittle me, I tell them that the love is what I am. The pain is what I am. And the spirit is what I am. I just resonate on different levels than other spirits existing with me at this given time. So understand this, because all of this is what I am. Science of oneness connects everything to the consciousness of sound, electricity, light, and proper physics. They call it God, Allah, or any of that, but it's the universe, and it's all just an aspect of the nature of what I am. This beauty, this conscious breathing, energy, positivity, and negativity is still there, yet just emotions are felt that really are that energy, that electricity that is creating more of you and more of me. And it's all just what I am. I am the free-flowing clouds. I am the flowers sprouting. I am that danger in a failing system of destruction, division, and much self-centered mission. Yet these experiences that the entire collective uses to advance from to create is what I am. Yes, because what I am, you can be too, but in your own way of making yourself fit. I am the foods growing, and I am the seeds in the earth. I am the righteousness of truth until it hurts. I am beyond even this righteousness of truth, because I observe light and truths of progression. I am peace, and I am also heaven, because if light is inside of me, then how can't that be peace? I am medication that is taken, yet the creativity of it is also
the beauty of what I am. I am the water and the air inside of the being that exists as me in this time of living that I live. I am these words spoken with the sound that makes their frequency. I am the vibration of that sound in me. I am the oxygen. I am relatives that are connected by means of my family, which is my genetic family or ancestry, and also the family of all of the universe and the earth species. Hello, what's up? I am the molecules of the air that you breathe because it is all connected to me. Unity is in me because if I am subconscious flow, then that is the perfection of interconnectivity. This is what I am amongst my current story because it is known in my human body. What I am is felt wonderfully in my spirit, which many would just call intense spirituality or spaciousness. I am transcendental possibility. I am eternity. Because how do you know the end to the earth? How do you know the end to the universe? How do you know the end to a star? How do you know the end to a galaxy? You cannot, because all of those things are what I am and also what you are. Please do not doubt the glory of what you truly are, the light of day, and the stars represent it. So do the animals, the grasses, the mountains, the trees, the foods, the pain, the love, the guidance from above. Animals, businesses, beauty, and inspiration, it all exists to learn from. And if you can realize it too, become what you are, then it can be done. I am all of this because it took an act of creation to manifest. Sean Kevin Liebel, the light of 100 trillion cells produced me, and the spirit outside of that in the skies made the emotions of me. What beauty, life, what beauty. So if light is in me, then I am also astronomy, a part of it. Life is science to me because science is my biology. It is all what I am. Yet recognize that whatever I am is also you. So this cognizance that you will attain makes you know of what is really you. The limitations that we think we have are really not us truly or what I am. They are all lies. So understand the love of your true nature. And say this while pointing at the stars of the universe. That is what I am. I am beauty and power and all of this connected balancing act. I am that. End poem.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done, man. And it, you know what? I love the angle you're coming at. For me right now, just to throw this out, I've been working in as a teacher in Catholic schools, and so
Okay. There
is a lot of things that come out from the where you start seeing there's some systematic, very very human made attempts to kind of stifle the spirit and the growth of these children and these people. And it's kind of a little bit of a subversive fight on my end to make sure that it still opens up and they remember these things. So I love that kind of point that you're making, because to me it is a very valid and real point that no group of people can tell you what you are. You are all of these things.
Yes. Yeah, that's the whole thing, is that as a human race, there's only one race. It's called Homo sapiens, right?
Right. Right.
We don't have any other races on Earth that I know of. I don't know about you, but we're all just in a track race. Then we're probably just racing against each other and fighting and divide and conquer. You know,
absolutely. People. Yeah.
Like, it's just bullshit, you know.
Absolutely.
But so the whole idea is like, You're interconnected at all to every single thing because you're a piece of life right now. It's all holistic.
you have surgeries, but even that is a part of you. And you just look at it at all, and if you're a poet and you have any sense of artistry, you will understand that things are reflected everywhere, you know? Right. And it's just something that, like you said, you try to limit somebody doesn't mean that that's all how they're going to see it, and they may
True.
They may come to you with a whole different angle, a whole different way of seeing it. And are they wrong for that? No, because
no, absolutely.
There's negativity and positivity in every single person. So it's like, how can you control that? You can't, you know, it's impossible.
Well, I love hearing something a mentor of mine that I really look up to said at one point, I loved this, that one thing he knows is that the world is not just getting worse or just getting better. It's just getting more. And and he goes, one thing he knows for sure is there's nothing wrong. It's right. just what it is. And it's just, and when we step back and we can see the poetry of that moment, it's very valuable. I feel that
That's
in your work.
Yeah.
I feel that in your work, Sean. Yeah.
Thanks.
Way to go, man. I'm so happy you called. And I'm so happy you shared that with us. Thank you very much. We hope we'll hear from you more, man.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great night in New York, okay?
You too.
All right. And that was Sean calling from New York. First-time caller. Looks like he was known in the chat room by a few people. That's wonderful. Thank you for recommending that he gives us a call and share. I love it. All right. Now, who are we looking at now? Oh, we're going to try to get Raj to call us back in. Raj, if you can.
I just posted in the chat room as well.
All right, thank you. Here we go. We're going to try to have Raj call back. What do you think?
Hopefully this will work.
What are the odds of this working technically?
I don't know. Technically?
Technically.
It should work every time.
Okay, but there's statistically a chance.
Oh, statistically different than technically.
It is true, but technically there is always a statistic chance that the technology fails. So technically every time doesn't work.
Oh, okay. So then mostly.
This is highly scientific is what this is.
It's so not working.
All right.
I don't see.
Let's see.
Yeah. I'm not seeing his response.
Okay, he's not responding. So. Okay. Let's just see. Shall we try to get and JT, I'm going to let you kind of run this one.
Well, okay.
And see if we can get her on the line.
Yeah.
This is what it's like to be a poetry show that can't get arrested. It's
right. Well, that's true.
Who wants to call us? No one wants to call us.
No, it looks like we're not getting the call in. So, I would say Sandy, if you're still listening, go ahead and give us a call.
Yes.
And we'll take you on the air. So.
All right.
She's from North Carolina.
From North Carolina. You know, that's home of some of my favorite barbecue sauce.
Mm, that's good to know.
Yeah.
It's home to some of my favorite people.
Well, I know that. I know that. That's where your family comes from. I've just never met your family, so I've never met your cousin. I'm going to let you answer this, JT.
Okay. Ooh. Hello, Sandy.
Yes, hello.
Hi. We have you on the air.
Well, that's very intimidating.
Don't worry about it. It's just three of us. So,
and everybody else listening. No.
Shh, don't say that.
Hello, Sandy. This is Michael. I'm going to let JT run the call, though.
Oh, it's okay. So, thank you for calling.
You're very welcome.
Do you have a poem for us?
I do.
Okay.
You know this because, well, we're family.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, we just completed the adoption for our son, Devin, who is 3 years old. And so this was a poem that I wrote a couple of years ago. Thank you. as we were beginning the process, I'll give you a little backstory. We actually were introduced to Devin through family friends. They were his foster parents. Mm. And they asked us if we wanted to adopt him. And so we started that process, but we only got to see Devin every weekend. So throughout the week, we didn't see him at all. And then we would get him like Friday evening and have to take him back on Sunday. And so I wrote this poem one Monday morning before I was getting ready for work. And it's the only poem I've ever written. So I wouldn't call myself a poet, but this was just my thoughts that day. And when I found your show, I thought, I'm going to read this poem. So this is the debut.
All right. Floor is yours.
Okay. Today I woke up to silence. No pitter-patter of your little feet. And just like that, I realized my day would never be complete. For if I miss seeing your dimpled face on these days when we're apart, the emptiness I feel is excruciating, for you forever have a piece of my heart. I know you're in the best of care with the very best of friends, but my heart aches to hold you, and I can't wait till every day with you I'll spend. But I know these days are but a second in God's almighty plan, and I'm convinced this beautiful, crazy situation was created and formed by his most perfect hand. End poem.
That was great. Yeah. That was a beautiful piece. I like that.
Now, Sandy, can I, this is Michael. Can I jump in and say something really quickly?
Sure.
All right. So, first of all, congratulations on completing the adoption process for your son. That's fantastic and way to go. And two, you know, one of the things that I love about poetry, and I think that we all find here, is that sometimes people don't write poetry all the time, but somehow, isn't it interesting how we tend to have something like that that comes out of us during these big pivotal moments in our lives, these powerful moments. And it sounds like that's what you had as well. And it really resonates, and it's something you can keep and remember now. And it's so powerful. That was lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Absolutely, yeah. It was definitely that morning I woke up with a heaviness in my heart.
Yeah.
That, you know, I wanted to see him, and I wanted him to be with us all the time. And the words just flowed out, and I was even kind of surprised and told my husband, I said, I've never written a poem before, but look at this, you know.
You should frame that thing. Frame it. Yeah, I mean, really, those are the kinds of things that, you know, he's going to love reading years from now. It's so worth saving that stuff. And just, I'm so glad you got to, you know, you called into the show. I'm sure your cousins told you about it a few times. And thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome. And I love what you guys have got going on here. And I love to hear JT because we don't get to talk that often. So it's great. I would say, I know a lot of people have been saying about the weather. Here in North Carolina, we have had rain only 2 days this past winter. It's rained one time for 45 days and one time for 43 days.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear, we need Noah's Ark out here.
Maybe that's the thing that we don't realize, that Noah actually built the Ark in North Carolina.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's so good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, good to talk to you, too.
Thank you, Sandy.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Good night. And JT, do you want to wrap up and say who it is?
Oh,
just to wrap up officially.
Yeah. So that was my cousin, from back in North Carolina.
On which side of your family?
My father's side.
Father's side. I've never spoken to her or anything ever before. Yeah. But that's so cool because I always hear you talk so positively about your family there.
Yeah.
And it's awesome to be able to. To have a voice to put with a name.
Yes.
She did a great job, too.
She did. That was a great poem.
All right, everyone. I want to say thank you so much. It looks like we're not getting a call in from Raj. That's okay.
He tried.
Oh, he tried in the middle?
Yeah.
My gosh, really?
Yeah.
Now, is that a Skype call he's trying to do?
I don't know if it's Skype that he's calling from. It might be.
Do you want to see if we can? If we can, you want to try to call him back? We'll call him back live on the air and see what happens.
I wish I could call him back.
Or we can't do the Skype call back on the air?
I can't go back that way.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, we'll work it out. All right, Raj, I will kind of draw out this ending. If you want to try to call, you can. But if not, by the time we're done, then we're done. All right, everyone. So I want to say thank you so much. Dennis, Stan, Barbara, Mama, Roger, you called Mary, Sean, Philip, and anybody else. I'm just rattling off names. If I'm leaving you out, please, George, Jim, everybody, thank you so much. Tamara, I'm trying not to forget any of the names. I'm not looking at anything that's actually telling me the names right now. So at any rate, everybody who just contributes to the show, who shows up, who's just part of the family here, who brings new people, this is all fantastic stuff. And we just really enjoy spending these evenings with you. So as this ends, I'm going to be departing, going out into the snowpocalypse. That is Denver, Colorado, traveling home, playing James Bond theme music the entire time.
That'll be incredible.
At 20 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Woohoo! And I hope that you all have a wonderful night where you are. So from myself, from JT, from Novia, the studio cat, from Ursa, the studio dog, thank you so much once again. We love you. We'll see you next time. And until then, keep writing. Good night.